Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pelo Yoitz in discussion of Golus in Shema 234. And when we think of the word Golus, exile, so I think one of the first things that might come to mind is the state we're in now. We're in Golus. As we've been discussing, that's not the Golus we're focusing on. The Golus we're focusing on is the Olam person should bring himself, have a goyle l'makom Torah, exile yourself to a place of Torah. Exile yourself to a place of Torah. And in fact, if I may say the words, leave your comfort zone. Many times people don't want to do something, myself included. We don't want to do something that we're not comfortable with. We're not comfortable with. It's not a comfort zone. And that's where you always go back to our father. You know, we have the same father. And that was Avraham. And he did something that went out of his comfort zone, though unfortunately I don't think it's spoken about enough. Because by Akedas Yitzchak, when he was told, and he thought he was told to go shecht his son, he went out of his comfort zone. Li'olam have a goyle l'mokim teira. We also have to go out of our comfort zone. And here the Gemara, the Pelioids rather, brings the Gemara in Eirun Daf, Nun Heyim at Aleph, discussing the Torah Akdoisha. And the Gemara says, from a pasuk, very famous pasuk in Devarim, Lamed Yud Beis, Torah is loy b'shemayim hi. Torah is loy b'shemayim. It's not in the heavens. Let me say a question. I mean, the recorder is going, so you'll give me your answer afterwards. But why does the pasuk have to tell me the Torah is not by Shemai? The implication is because if the Torah was in the heavens, I'd have to somehow find a way to get there and get to the Torah. That's the implication. Lei b'Shemayimi, Shim Hoisa b'Shemayim Hayisod Tzarich Leilach Acharel. Because if the Torah was by Shemayim, I'd have to find a way to get to it. And then the Gemara continues, brings the rest of the pasuk. V'loy meiver layom, and the Torah is not across the ocean. Once again, the implication: if the Torah was across the ocean, ha'yisa me'aver layom, ha'yis, because if it was meiver layom, ha'yisi tzarich leilech acharel. I'd have to go after the Torah me'aver layom, get onto a boat and get the Torah. Listen to these beautiful words. And the Pelioitz is teaching and talking to every single one of us. Whether we have children that we're holding by educating them, when I say, what I mean by that is that if they're younger, because when they're older, they're holding by educating themselves now. You can't always educate them. They're on their own, if you will. They have their own mindset, their own approach. But even if we don't have younger children that we're working on educating, we have to mechazek ourselves, strengthen ourselves to realize the importance of Limurat Torah. Look what he says here. V'lu chachmu yaskilu ho'oviz va'abonim. If the parents and the children would be wise, v'lu chachmu yaskilu ho'oviz va'abonim, and they would comprehend the necessity to have to go to Shemayim, to have to go me'ever al-yom, to have to go in the heavens, whatever that means, or across the sea. Goydel toives hazoiche shiyu bonov b'nei Torah. If we would realize the greatness of a person to have children who are tamidei chachamim, hayimuchrachem ksusam, hayimoychem ksusam l'sholchem b'nei l'mokim Torah. They would sell the shirt off their back. They would go into whatever it means, the heavens, and cross the Yam, if we would understand what it means to have a child with a Talmud Chacham. I'm going to ask you another question. You give me a response, if you like, after the recording goes off. And before I do that, I am not knocking the profession I'm about to say. Chas v'shalom. I'm not knocking the profession. You ever meet somebody whose son is a brain surgeon? You ever meet someone who's a brain surgeon? and you know, who? What's your first response? Who? That's it. You ever meet somebody whose profession you know about that person? He has medically helped save people's lives. And so, ooh, that's amazing. It's amazing. And it is amazing. It is amazing. There's a person in town here who has helped save one of our friends' lives. And I'm not going to say names on the recording. And it is amazing. And I thank that physician. I went over and I thanked that physician for helping save our friend's life. Here's my next question. You hear somebody's learning yeshiva. Do we have that same reaction? Ooh, that's amazing. Whether it's in America, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, even more in Eretz Yisrael. Ooh, they're learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Torah is Eretz Yisrael. Do we have that feeling of awe and greatness? You have a child that's learning Torah? Or no, maybe if the child is in school to be some who knows what, some professional something, that's when, oh, because we see that, that show is brilliance. Where is our attitude? That's what the Pelyutz is teaching us over here. Where is our mindset? Did we forget that a parnasa is a klala? Is a curse? B'zeyas apecha toich alechem. Man was cursed. Adam was cursed. So he has to make a profit. He has to make a money. He has to make a living here. But that's not the focus. You know, I want to tell you something. I called up a friend of mine. I know him since first grade. I don't think I told you the story. Happens to be he lives two doors down from one of my brothers. You know, he's telling me a story about my nephew. Oh, okay, it's his neighbor. Cute. You know what he says to me? He says, next time I see you, I want to give you a kudrus, a sefer, that my son-in-law wrote. I had tears in my eyes of simch, of happiness. I felt the simcha atzuma that my friend has, that his son-in-law wrote this sefer, this kudrus. And I said, David, I can't wait to get a hold of it. If we would only understand the value of what it means to have a child, a Talmud Chacham, we would sell the shirt off our back and go to the ends of the earth. Uskulas atoira, he sheniknis yoiser de golus vitilto. And there's a secret. The secret of the Torah that one can acquire the Torah through golus, through exile himself, through wandering around. We have to understand what that means. And sometimes what that means is because if there's a yeshiva, if there's a Rebbe, that's better for that Talmud. And it's a difficult travel to go there. But it's better for the Talmud. Better for the child. You know, people sometimes when it's time for the child to make a yeshiva, a decision, what yeshiva is going to go to? What cheshbon are we putting this in mind? What's the calculation? What's the best for the student, the child? Your child, or it's best for me, easier for me, as the parent. That's why he's going back to what we started with earlier. Like we say in Agado. Go out, say. Say means go out and learn. And that's what we said earlier. Go out of your comfort zone. Sometimes traveling is a little uncomfortable. But if only we realize that this can bring the hatzlacha at times, as the next piece is going to say, sometimes staying put is the best thing. But right now his focus is, say ulamad, go out and realize if that's where the success and Limud HaTorah will come from. Make sure you go ahead and acquire the spiritual oxygen, the child that you're raising, the child to be that Talmud Chacham. That's what he's teaching us over here. Sayu Lamad, go out of your comfort zone to educate, raise that child to be a Talmud Chacham.